You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want, you can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
Tonight's show is about really winter driving, and because we're coming into the dead of winter here. And in fact, I think officially December 21st is the first day of winter, is it not? I think it is, because I think the first day of summer is June 21st, so like 6 months apart or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Google had this whole, like, I didn't understand. You know, Google does their whole logos. They change the logo every on the search bar every time, like, there's an event. Well, for the first day of winter, they had a picture of rocks with snow on them, and that was it. And I was like, what the heck? It wasn't snowman or nothing, just rocks with snow with eyeballs. So that was the first day of winter, yeah.
It was okay.
Really stupid.
Well, look, and here's really what it comes down to. What I wanted to talk about today is, you know, what to do in winter driving and what to bring in winter driving. Now, the drivers up north probably laughing at us, okay? But for our friendly, tan-driven southern truckers, there is items that a lot of them don't usually have with them in the truck. In fact, a lot of drivers take on jobs where they're told they're going to stay in the South. And guess what? Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you take a buffalo? You know, next thing you know, you're up in the snow and you have maybe a light jacket with you. So what I'd like to do is maybe talk about just some things you should bring with you and the situations you can get in when you're driving tractor trailer in really adverse conditions. What do you think, Tyler?
Well, there's two things that I noticed that you said in there. Number one, you said that all of us in the North are white, like, or not tan.
I didn't say white.
You said the tan.
Sorry. You said, here we go, man.
You said the tan folks down in the South.
Let's start only, over. Start over.
Only white people.
Right.
Hey, I guess I am pretty. I'm very unsunly, I guess.
Unsunly.
I'm yeah. Very unsunly. Wow. Okay. But I think it's I think we wanted to mention something about, like, I think didn't we do an episode about like crashes recently? I'm pretty sure we did. I think so. Pileups, snow pileups or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, and look, that would be number one. I mean, I've got an article I looked up on, it's like truckers.com or something. I can tell you what the plug should be, but the first thing, I mean, going off of one of our previous shows would be the CB. I mean, honestly, that to me is the number one item should be in your truck winter, spring, summer, and fall. And I'd like to actually mention the recent pileups. I mean, this year alone, we've gotten more pileups than last year, and that's due to the lack of the CB. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. I know we like to mention that here and there, and really, I'm going to just keep hammering that until, you know,
I think
truck drivers start.
Everyone can pretty much... You can expect from here on out until it starts being nice, sunny, and melting outside. We're pretty much going to mention CBs in every episode, so you guys can go ahead and, like, accept that fact. Because our hope is to get CBs in trucks. And the main point I wanted to make off of the whole, I think we did an accident one, is because everything that we're about to talk about, well, if you haven't died in the accident from not having your CB, these will save your life potentially by having them in your truck. You know, winter clothes and everything that we're going to cover here in this episode series, so...
Right, exactly. So anyway, so look, just a little article I've got. I'll read a couple bullets that they have written up. It says winter driving conditions, especially for those who haven't lived in or experienced them, present a whole new set of challenges and approaches to safety or new drivers. A driver's main concern will be visibility and road conditions. So look, let's just start right there. And it, right away it said, especially for those who haven't lived in or experienced those kind of conditions. John, you're from Pennsylvania. Tyler, you're from Pennsylvania. You live in North Dakota. I'm in Florida now, but I'm from Pennsylvania. We grew up sliding around on purpose on mountains and icy roads. We used, my buddies and I would go out in winter blizzards just so we can do power slides in parking lots. And we, I mean, literally spun out and did all kind of crazy stuff on the road. So you learn how to actually drive in those conditions where, you know, you get somebody that drives up north, maybe let's just say, for example, a 20-some-year-old guy. He hears the nightmares of slipping and sliding and wrecking, and you see all the pictures on TV and in magazines and everything. And then all of a sudden you're dispatched up north. You're probably shaking in your boots. A guy from the north, we're so damn used to it. It really isn't that big of a deal. I'm not saying that everybody has nerves of steel. I'm just saying if you haven't learned how to do it, we're about to try to help you a little bit, give you a little bit more confidence in how to drive. What do you think, Big Johnny? And Johnny Acid's with us today. I don't think you've even said anything yet today.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, we came from the generation, too, where there was no front-wheel drive. There was no traction control. You had rear wheel. You had to learn how to counter-steer. Now, for you young drivers out there, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But the only thing worse than a rear-wheel drive vehicle on a slippery, icy road
is being on acid.
Is being on acid while you're driving. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah. You mentioned that before, Johnny Acid.
I know. I always try and slip that in. I don't know. You know, it's just, I'm telling you, though, it's a bad idea.
It really is a bad idea. And rear wheel, you're right. And I'm glad he actually brings that up, Tyler. Because back in the day when we were younger, there was no front wheel. I was like one or two front wheel drive cars that were coming out, you know what I mean, when we were, you know, growing up, and nobody really had them. It was all rear wheel drive, and we had to have chains in our cars and
no traction control,
nothing. I mean, it was just go, go, go. And in fact, I had a Camaro, and I'll tell you right now, the Camaro was, it was fun in the snow, buddy. And I used to get around with that thing. I lived on top of a mountain, a dirt road that was never plowed. You had to get a running start at the bottom. And if you stopped halfway up, your car was going to be stuck.
Yeah, I know.
It was crazy. But look, let's be honest, man. Front wheel drive, rear wheel drive, nothing like driving a tractor trailer. When you have a combination vehicle and you hit the brakes the wrong way in the snow or the ice, okay, jackknife, jackknife, jackknife. And that's one of the things that everybody fears in slick weather. So, I mean, if you find yourself in that slick weather, the best thing you can do is run at a speed that you're comfortable at. Okay. Stay off the brakes. Brakes are your enemies. Okay. Usually. And get to a safe haven. That's my advice is when the roads are really bad, get to a safe haven. I'd rather be fired. And this is my motto. I would rather be fired because I refuse to run that load than to be flipped upside down and not be able to get another job. That's my theory.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't deliver the load if you're dead, right?
You can't deliver the load if you're dead, and you sure can't deliver it when it's upside down on an off-ramp or in the middle of an interstate. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen so many accidents back in my day, and now with all these pileups, you know, without people not using the CB. Just me personally, if it's slick and it's blizzarding out there, I would get to a safe haven until the bad weather's over. I really would.
Live unloads seem to take a lot longer when the trailer's upside down, I think.
Well, not really. I mean, you might be able to just pull it all out.
Right.
Yeah, it's already unloaded. Yeah.
So look, here's what I would tell everybody. And here's really some advice. It starts in the trucking schools. And some of your bigger companies like, say, CR England, CRST, Warner, J.B. Hunt, Swift, all these really big companies that have trainers. A lot of those tractor trailer companies are actually set up to bring their students into adverse driving conditions, mountainous drivings, blizzard, all kind of conditions to get the drivers used to that. My advice to any driver out there is to go with a company when you're getting out of your trucking school. Make sure whoever you're going with is going to run you up in those areas, up into the mountain area. Once you run it a bunch of times, your fear might not go away, but your confidence will be there and you'll get used to, you know, driving in those adverse conditions. In fact, your trainer is trained to teach you, you know, what to do in those situations. And that would be my advice right from the get-go, which would really help some of these guys out. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah. And I think, if you're really serious about, you know, becoming a trucker, I think seeking out those trucking schools that are rated top-notch, rated for putting you in all those different scenarios. Don't be one of those truckers that, you know, just say, oh, I'm going to go to that trucking school that is easy. You know, it's 2 weeks long or whatever. I get, I only need this many hours, and they're going to give me a certificate. Go there for the ideals that you're going to become a good trucker from. And I think we've talked about those kind of schools in the past, and I think we even mentioned a few of them. But seek them out. They really teach you these kind of things.
Hey, here's another piece of advice. A lot of young drivers, they'll get with, let's say, one or two drivers that have been out there running a long time. And maybe you get on the CB and everybody's really running hard. And it, let's just say it's midnight and the snow's coming down. And you got two drivers that know what they're doing. And then you got that third one that doesn't. Don't be afraid, okay, to tell those other drivers, hey, I'm going to shut it down for the night. Don't get goaded into running with drivers that are more comfortable in those conditions is what is would be my advice. Because again, the last thing you want to do is wreck a truck. And you know what I'm saying? Especially if you can't handle it, you know, you got to know what your limit is. And if you're a new driver or a driver that hasn't driven in that adverse weather, I would say, and really that's what really my message would be to those drivers. Don't be afraid to shut it down. It's really, it's not that hard to do. And be late. Not a big deal.
Hey, let me ask a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's say the trucker pulls off and he doesn't have an APU. What's the best way to keep warm?
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff here that's a good question, Johnny Acid. and we're gonna be covering that in a second. But I will tell you this, not drugs. You don't do drugs to stay warm, Johnny Acid, and
right.
you don't alcohol. People think like a good bottle of moonshine would keep you warm. That's not what we're going to advise.
Well, let's say there's team drive. I mean, I'm just thinking outside the box here for a minute. You know what I mean?
I believe me, we know your box is never closed, but go ahead.
All right. So you got a couple of team drivers and they have no APU or the APU is broken or whatever. So they're worried about their fuel bonus. Let's face it. Right.
Yeah,
all that idle
they
time.
You got to make that right? money. That's right.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you can snuggle up and stay warm that way, you know.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to do, I knew you were going that way, Johnny Ass.
I'm trying to help, man.
Okay, Johnny Ass, we're going to stick to trucking advice. Anyways, so that's what I would tell everybody, you know, for you drivers in the South and actually even you new drivers in the North that haven't driven in that bad weather yet, shut it down. If you're, don't ever run beyond your limit or your comfortability. I want to tell you that right now. If you go by that rule of thumb, you'll do well. Is just don't go beyond what you're not comfortable doing. That's good advice, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So
absolutely, yeah.
Go ahead, Tyler.
All right. So we've given the advice on kind of the introductory of what to do and what not to do. But now, what if you do it? What do we need? What do we need in our truck?
If you do what?
If you go out in those weather conditions, you know, if you're out on the icy roads, like what are you going to have in your truck now? If you're going to
here's some of the things that I have written down here. It says winter driving will require specific additional equipment to help the driver cope with the perils of driving a truck in inclement weather. While emergencies don't often happen, there are times that being specifically prepared will be worth the effort. Many of the items will be things that the driver will normally have, while some are kept as just in case of emergency. Always check with your company before using fuel additives or otherwise making any modifications to the truck if you don't own it. And that's good advice. There's a lot of, and I'll tell you, when you get up to the very north, like Chicago, Minnesota, in New England, where the weather really gets bare, where Tyler's at, the Dakotas, 20, 30 below, you need additives in that fuel, okay? Or you'll gel up. When I used to run Chicago, there was always people on the CB needing help because their fuel gelled up, okay? And so we would run. Back then, we had something called PPF. It was like a little bottle. We'd just stick it in our tanks, and we never gelled up. But if you get caught gelling up, obviously your truck isn't going to run. If you're in 20-degree weather, you're going to need some of the items here. So like this article says, check with your company and make sure that you're allowed to use additives, which most likely, if they've been around long enough, they are using additives to begin with. It says, snow is to play in, not to drive in. You have the rest of your life to make money safely. You will hear repeatedly that no load is worth your life or the lives of others. heed to that advice. And again, we just said that in this article saying that thing also. Here's some of the things. I'm going to read off a little checklist of some of the things that we should have with us when we're driving. Okay. And these are just, this is a couple little things. Candles and matches.
You would be surprised how much warmth comes off of a candle when you're on
absolutely.
Life or death.
You're right, Tyler.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tyler. You probably learned that in a service, right?
There are better ways to stay warm.
You know, I did a winter survival course when I was in Alaska from the SEER guys, and yeah, this is one of the things they had. I mean, they didn't really believe in the whole candle thing, I guess, but they just did the igloo thing. You know, you get in there with, and if you can have a little bit of flame in there, it's going to make it, you're going to sweat. But nevertheless, yeah, a candle and a match definitely is something to have. I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, it literally is like a heater. Flashlight and spare batteries. And you know, I guarantee you there's a lot of people that don't have a flashlight in their truck.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Also,
these are just simple things too.
Yeah.
For the matches things, the Zippo lighters actually is really, and in fact, on that warmth idea of like lighters and stuff, Zippo makes these. I use them when I go hunting now, and they're these little.
I was going to bring them up.
Yeah. Or is it later on here?
No, go ahead. Just bring it up now.
So there are these little hand warmers, and you just put, you know, the lighter fluid in it, and you light them, and they last for about 10 hours. And they, I tell you what, when I'm out hunting up here in North Dakota, they are a lifesaver. Your life isn't in stake, but you know, they keep my hands to where I can shoot my bow. So they're amazing. And they're only like $30. So I would definitely say those.
Absolutely. And I've used them too. Yeah. And you, like Tyler said, you could be in 20 degree below weather, stick one down your pants, stick one in your, no, I'm not kidding you. Stick one in your shirt, stick one in your gloves. I mean, it's just, it literally will heat you up. Absolutely.
And they have the air activated ones too. You see them all over the place. Those are really nice too, because they're sealed. You can keep them under your bunk or whatever, unzip them, and you know, once they hit air, they start warming up. But yeah, okay, let's continue.
Here's another one. If you have a cell phone, you can open up a spare cell phone battery.
Good idea.
Yeah. And here's one drivers don't like to hear about is chains. And I hear drivers tell me all the time, listen, I don't chain up for nobody. And okay, I understand that, but there could be a situation where you need to chain up to get yourself out of a jam. You see what I mean? I seen a video once where everybody was stuck on this hill and this one driver chained his truck up and he went around everybody up over the ramp and got to safety where everybody was just stuck in a blizzard. So whether you got the attitude of you don't chain for anybody at all, you might have to chain for yourself someday to get yourself out of a situation. Yeah. So carry chains. Go ahead, Tyler.
I would say make sure you use your chain smart and stuff, because keep up with the regulations and stuff. Some states you can't have chains in your truck or else you'll get fined. So make sure you have your chains and don't have your chains. Because if you're running through a state, I think it's Colorado. Don't quote me on this, but I think Colorado might be one of the states. If you don't have chains in your trucks between this date and this date, you're getting a fine if you get pulled over by DOT. So keep that in mind.
And that's true. Most of your companies from at least Kansas and West or Colorado and West have the chain law. And if you get caught without chains in your truck, you're getting a fine. And I guarantee there's a lot of drivers running out West that don't know that, hoping to, you know, not get caught. Some of them maybe just running. You know what chains cost for a truck?
No.
I remember stopping at a truck stop paying $800 for chains. Yeah, and that was 20 years ago.
For my four-wheel truck, I think it was like $350 for my chains, so I could imagine it's pretty expensive. But yeah, make sure you take them off too. I was running behind a UPS truck the other day in Minot here, and he was no snow, nothing, just running chains, and it was just sparking up everywhere. It's bad juju.
Okay, now the next one, it says strap on boot traction.
You had me at strap on.
I figured that, Johnny Acid. So strap on boot traction equipment. What I'm guessing is, you know, to me, I would want if your truck is broke down and you want to be able to walk, you know, some of that equipment for hiking in the snow is very vital. And I'm telling you, man, if you go on the road, you really want to prepare yourself for anything. And if you have to get out and walk, you want to have stuff right. Here's something I wrote down. Ashes and cinders. I know drivers that literally carry a little bucket or a couple cans of ashes and cinders. You have no idea how well that works when you're on ice, you know, to be able to toss that underneath your tires and to get out of a situation. Johnny, you look like you want to say something.
No, I'm listening. Ashes and cinders.
So
ashes and cinders.
That's good too. Or cat litter. I've used cat litter too. And then another thing, you know, you got to be particular. Some states don't like this as much, but salt. They make those little 5 gallon or 2 gallon things of salt. And if you're parked overnight and say it gets a little bit warm, right, and you go to pull out and your tires are just kind of spinning, throwing some salt down below those and just kind of breaking it up, get some traction. Just little things like that. Traction's important.
I shouldn't have to tell drivers this one, but warm winter clothes. I mean, that's sincere. You have no idea. Like, people from the north know how well long underwear works. I mean, it's like you put long underwear on and then your jeans on over that. You're warm. I mean, that's just an awesome thing, Tyler. You wear your long PJs up there?
You know, only really when I'm hunting, but I tell you what, you can feel the difference. Sometimes I go out and I really wish I would have, because especially with the wind and everything else, it's that one more. Layers are important. Layers are key. So yeah.
I mean, basically all this stuff that we're naming right now, store this in a little emergency bag in your compartment, ready to go just in case. I mean, gosh, be prepared. That's a Boy Scout motto, by the way.
Got a call from a driver about a week ago. No kidding. He was from the Gulf Coast, and he went up to orientation in Minnesota with T-shirts and shorts, no jacket, no nothing.
What a hero!
Yeah,
yeah, but he loved that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah.
How about this one? Good waterproof boots, and that's actually really essential, Tyler. You know what I mean? You don't want to wear something like, and going off of what Johnny Acid just said, you don't want to have a pair of jogging pants and flip-flops as your driving attire, and then your backup is a pair of sneakers. Let me tell you something. For you guys that have never really been in ice and snow, as a kid, we've all went outside in 3 feet of snow with a pair of sneakers on, and by the time you get back in the house, your feet are numb because the ice and snow goes right down inside those sneakers. I mean, you are soaked and frozen in like less than a minute. So you definitely want to have good high boots and good socks too. Good hunting socks.
I would recommend either muck boots, which make they go pretty deep as far as the thickness of the material, but and then also bunny boots. If you can have a pair of those in your truck, you'd be set. Those bunny boots are amazing.
Yeah. How about this? Here's an important one: ice scraper and a brush.
What the hell are bunny boots?
Bunny boots. So bunny boots.
Cute, Tyler. I can just see what your little bunny boots on. Your little mitten, warming up your hands and putting it on your pants.
I am actually picturing that too, Tyler. Like a little pink snowsuit. With a little cotton tail on it.
Tyler probably has one.
His little bunny boots, they'd have like little bunny paws.
Yeah, see, but I'm thinking like those little round white balls on it, you know, little tassels.
See, all the hardcore truckers out there that aren't little datey women like we got here, Troy and John, who just think about bunnies and rainbows all the time, they're going to know what bunny boots are, okay? Because they're a military, they're an army boot. They're going to know what bunny boots are, okay? Search bunny boots. See, you guys just sound like a bunch of pansies now. They're actually a military boot.
I would call it something else.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Ice scraper and brush. How obvious should that one be?
I wonder how many truckers out there don't have one though.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. This is a fact. For all you people out there, don't buy the $1 scraper. I'm not kidding you. There's some really bad to the bone scrapers out there that you can use with two hands that literally take ice off like in crazy, you know, basically versus the little bendy $1 scraper that you can buy. Honestly, because when you get freezing rain, you remember the freezing rain up north? When that hits your windshield and you come out the next morning, it's like you need a blowtorch to get that off.
Right. Yeah. You got to chisel it off.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, there's some really bad to the bone scrapers. Tyler, what do you want to say?
This is, first of all, number one thing, I fell victim to that because we all of a sudden got a bunch of snow here and I couldn't find my scrapers. It was really annoying. I had to use my gloves. My hands were cold. It sucked. But what I would recommend also is they actually have, you have to look on Amazon. I forget what store carries them, but they're like collapsible brooms, kind of like brooms you'd use in your garage. And they're made so they don't scratch your paint or nothing, but they're really amazing for like clearing off snow from your hood and stuff like that. Because you don't want to be driving down the highway, have a bunch of snow on your hood, blinding other four-wheelers and stuff.
Hey, speaking of that, on Facebook the other day, it was titled "A Bad Day." Guy comes out and he's cleaning his car off. Like there's like a
This
foot of
video
snow
is
on it.
hilarious.
He's brushing it. He's chipping the ice off. I mean, he's like falls on the ground. He's in a suit, you know, and he gets done. He takes his remote out to open it
Yeah.
and it goes bloop, bloop. And the car next to it was his, still with snow and ice on. He cleaned somebody else's car off. It was funny. That was funny.
That's
Okay. Extra snacks and bottles of water. And that's good advice. A lot of people don't realize. And look, there's some of this stuff, like you can pack this stuff up, like pretzels and certain snacks that are going to last all season.
Well,
Maybe.
that's a good thing to have no matter what the weather's like.
But
Really,
bottles
think
of.
about it.
Well, it's just what it's really, what this is really suggesting is like there's times where you can be on an interstate for 2, 3 days where it's backed up, where you're stuck in snow somewhere, and it would be nice to have food.
You know, bottles of water though, those freeze, you know, if your truck's broke down or whatever. So just a bottle of vodka or any other alcohol would be better. I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's and I like the
like that.
advice we're giving these drivers out here.
Yeah,
So
thanks, Tyler.
take something that doesn't freeze,
Yeah,
like some good Absolut. Is that what you're saying, Tyler?
you still need to be able to hydrate, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're up where you're at, Tyler, it might still gel up a little bit. It's pretty
Actually,
cold up there.
it's
Yeah.
no, what's bad is it actually won't. You'll just drink it and it freezes your lungs and you die. It's
Yeah.
actually really sad. It's a thing. Don't
Yeah.
bring alcohol in your vehicle. That was bad advice. I'm sorry.
Don't listen to these guys. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
I mean, I don't. I know that. I'm just talking. It's just a show. All right. Extra blankets.
That's where your teammate comes in. Why you know?
Yeah, you got to get off that one. Hey, you go ahead and snuggle up to Bob or whatever. Okay. All right. So extra blankets.
Space blanket.
Yeah. And there's not a bunny blanket, right, Tyler? It's
Yeah,
just
to
a,
go with his
it's just
bunny
a,
boots,
if
right?
one of
Blanket.
you would buy me a legitimate bunny blanket, I will wash your dishes for a week or something crazy. I don't know.
Now, and and this is one that was in the list here, road salt. So obviously, or ice melt. Okay. Anyway, so that's pretty much, and somebody put down extra medicine. Okay, in case you're stranded, you know. And look, you should always have like bottle of ibuprofen and Tylenol or whatever with you know, little things like that. Maybe a little medical marijuana, you know, just something to, you know, some kind of,
Something to
you know,
take off
maybe
the
some
edge, you
Vicodin.
know. No acid, though.
No,
No
no.
acid.
Just, you
No.
know, I say ibuprofen, Vicodin, Tylenol, Oxycontin, and maybe a little medical marijuana, you
You
know,
know,
something.
if it's wintertime, though, heroin blends in with the snow. So if you ever have to ditch it,
Yeah, that'll get by a DOT inspection, I'm sure.
yeah, that you know, the
Great
DOT,
advice,
right,
Tyler. Wow,
Tyler,
you're
what's wrong with you?
brilliant.
I don't know. I guess I'm just gonna quit.
Hey, there's one thing on the list that I think that's missing from the list.
Oh,
What
you
is
want
it?
them to bring you with?
Shut up, Tyler.
Oh.
How about an engine block heater?
An
Keep that engine warm.
engine block heater?
You never heard of that?
That should come
Not.
on all. Doesn't do they not? Does it not come in trucks now?
Do you need
Well,
to
I don't
put
know,
it?
Tyler. I just made it
First of
up. I don't
all,
know.
I no. I think an engine block is for
Yeah,
you need an
I
outlet.
have. No, I have one in my vehicles. It's an engine block heater. You plug it into the wall or whatever. But trucks got glow plugs. You can still have them. I don't think companies install those though.
They don't.
I don't know. Do they?
Oh, okay, whatever, Tyler. It's a dumb idea then.
No, it's a good idea. I just don't know if current companies are doing it. We did. I had them.
Well, if you got it on your truck, wouldn't it be, you know, isn't it a good idea to have it on
It is. Anything under
the other trucks out there?
at 32 degrees, we always plug them in. But I don't know if current companies are doing those.
Oh, yeah.
Because where are they
Well.
gonna? If truckers are having trouble finding parking spots as it is. Where are they gonna find an outlet?
All right.
That's where the generator comes in. Ooh, I've got that one
He's
too.
thinking.
Okay.
Oh,
So,
reindeer.
look, I just want to point out we're not making fun of the drivers in the South that much, okay? But we do want to make sure that our tan-loving beach bum drivers down here are prepared for running up north. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
I'll say something here, okay, because we're not going to be biased, okay, even though the title of the show is about, you know, winter items and stuff. If you're from the north and you're driving down to Florida or Texas right now, okay, bring some sunscreen, okay, maybe, I don't know, something like an umbrella.
Hey, I like that. Okay. So you're saying let's prepare the northern drivers for coming south now.
Something. Okay, we're just going to say it. I'm just throwing it in there, okay?
That's another show. Yeah. That's another show.
They need, you need a boogie board.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. If you're up in the north and you're coming south, you guys do not be afraid of the sharks. You got to bring a boogie board. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say, sunblock, maybe 30 for those?
Well, if you're from the north, you might want to kick it up to that, like, baby sunblock. That stuff's like 90 proof.
Yeah, because those guys, their skin's pretty sensitive.
White.
Up there.
I mean,
there.
Look at my skin.
You don't forget your Speedo. You got to wear that, right?
Trucker Speedo. Okay. So yeah. Now on this episode show notes, I need to add
John
a link
wants
to buy
snuggle.
Speedos. John, do you happen to have one? You can just take a photo and send it to me so I can upload it. That would be nice.
Of what?
Of him, his Speedo. That way the truckers know which one to get.
Yeah, Johnny. We can upload.
Do you want the red one or the blue one?
The elephant one, preferably.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, is that actually going to make it on the show?
I don't even think this show is going to make it.
I don't think so either. The elephant. It's more like a mouse. Anyway.
Honestly, guys, come on, man. You know,
keep it clean, Tyler. What's wrong with you?
You guys.
I've seen those, okay? They're a real thing.
So what advice would you give our northern drivers?
Our northern drivers? I mean, it really
How
is
about
almost another.
A billabong suit?
A billabong suit. Maybe your buggy board can fit under your bunk. I mean, there's lots of stuff. Just make sure you have.
Oh, and don't. And this is the truth. I've seen northern drivers come down here literally and park their damn truck on the beach, and then they have to get towed off.
Really?
I can show you a video of a Chevy pickup pulling a big old freight liner off the beach, literally
sinking in the sand.
Hey, pulled up to the sand, thought he was gonna be cool.
Maybe he didn't know about the tide.
Probably did a selfie, you know, him and his freight liner on the beach.
Brought it out there at low tide, comes back, and it's the water's up to the axles.
Oh, it's true. It happens. It's happened a bunch of times down here. So you don't want to our southern guys. We don't want to get them caught in the snow, and our northern guys. We don't want to get them caught in the sand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, really, one other thing that I really wanted to add, you know, to this show specifically, just because it's really recent, is how many listens we've been getting.
Like, oh my gosh!
Like a thank you. Like, and I just posted right before the show, and that's gonna timestamp the show, but whatever. It's on our
Off
Facebook
the chart.
Page. For the world demographics, our top three countries are the United States, obviously, USA. Go. Okay, Canada. Okay, got to be thankful for our boys up north. And then the United Kingdom. That's our top three. But we also have Saudi Arabia, Australia, Finland, and a bunch of other Europe countries. So, I mean, we're not just in the U.S., but just the listens, man, just been crazy last week.
Hey, and we won't mention any numbers until we hit a million.
Yeah, until we hit a million
I'm serious.
Per episode.
Has this been recent, Tyler, where the numbers have gone up a lot?
The numbers are through the roof.
I know, but is it
recent? Not since you came on the show, no, if that's what you're getting at.
That's kind of what I was getting at, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a review, something about that Johnny Acid guy, hoping he wasn't on the show too long, too many episodes or something, but I just deleted it because I didn't want like you to get offended.
Yeah, okay, whatever, Tyler. Hey, when we get off the air, I want to sit down and we'll go over my contract again. We're going to discuss the royalties once again.
Wow.
I'm going to renegotiate.
You're going to have to go to England for royalties. We really don't have royalty in the U.S. It's not our thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for all the listens. It's been all the support and everything's been amazing. If you don't know where to find us, you can head over to talkcdl.com on the right hand side. We have links, images to the iTunes, the Google Play, and the Stitcher. So make sure you head over there. Otherwise, you can choose any of your podcasting apps that you guys might like and just search for TalkCDL. You'll find us.
And Tyler, maybe just for the waiver, we might want to tell them don't take Vicodin, Oxycontin, and medical marijuana with you.
And the opinions of everything on this show are our own and not of our employers. I don't know why. A lot of podcasters say that for some reason because they work for companies and stuff that don't want to get sued by their company for saying something. I don't know. We're our own bosses, I guess, so it doesn't really matter.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, Troy.
I don't have an opinion.
Wait a minute, aren't you the boss?
No, not me.
You never told me I couldn't do anything before I came on the show.
I do whatever you want, man. It's on you.
Yeah, if you
just don't give me a random.
Anyway.
What's that, Tyler?
If he does anything stupid, I'm just going to edit it out anyway. He's just not going to be on the show.
Well, there goes half the show then.
This show definitely has got some editing.
Yeah, I know.
No, this show was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I gotta edit a few things out, preferably anything that Johnny Acid said. But
and look, let me just kind of just wrap this up, okay? And this show, honestly, it was really just kind of a let's get together and remind everybody of what you should be taking. A lot of drivers out there are probably going, "What the hell are they talking about? Everybody knows to bring that crap with them." There really is a lot of drivers that don't even have a flashlight with them. I'm not kidding you. Flashlight, boots, gloves. We didn't even mention gloves, but winter coats, a hat, a good, believe it or not, what a good scarf does for you. If you're from the north and you've worn, used a scarf before, you know what a scarf feels like when it's wrapped around you. A snowsuit. I would bring a snowsuit. I would literally have all that stuff in my truck just in case, because you never know what's going to happen. Go ahead, Johnny.
Don't forget the bunny boots.
And don't forget the bunny boots.
Hey, you guys joke about those. They're good to negative 60, okay? They're amazing. you guys haven't been in a cold enough weather yet. That's the problem. You guys are from Pennsylvania.
Do you have stocks in the company or something, Tyler? You seem to really like those bunny boots.
I do. I love the bunny boots. I don't have a pair anymore, though. The military took them back.
Wow. Okay. So anyways, listen, that's my advice. We're all about trucking. This show's all about trucking. And, you know, our concern is for the drivers. I mean that sincerely. We're our biggest concern is the drivers out there. We want you to stay safe. Winter driving is no joke. Don't be afraid to shut it down and tell whoever, hey, it's going to be late if you're not comfortable. Make sure that you're prepared to be out there. And if you're a student in school, my final advice is, again, like I said in the beginning of the show, just make sure you go with a company that's going to train you in all the adverse situations. You want to learn that. You don't want to drive 3-4 years and then finally have a job where you're running up north and now you're going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, you don't want to, you want to be trained properly. We all have to be trained properly. I'm Troy, Talk CDL, Winter Driving. Tyler, take it away.
That's it, man. I think you covered everything, guys. Drive safe out there. It's the winter months. You know, it's just like you said. We just want you to be safe. Other than that, we will. We'll see you on the next show. What you got? Anything, John?
Keep those wheels turning. Keep burning, baby. Make love, not war.
All right.
He's a 70s hippie Joe.
70s hippie Joe. All right. All right, guys. Drive safe out there. Thank you so much.